The American presidential election is being followed closely in Havana. The U.S. and Cuban governments do not have formal diplomatic relations, and Cuba's harsh crackdown on dissidents last year further added to the tensions between the two countries. Cuba's leading expert on the United States is the National Assembly President, Ricardo Alarcón. He monitors the latest developments in Washington and spoke with NPR's Tom Gelton in Havana.
President Bush has promised to do what he can to weaken the government of Fidel Castro in Cuba and hasten a transition to democracy here. In June, the Bush administration announced new restrictions on travel to Cuba, cutting back on family visits by Cuban Americans, and making it more difficult for other U.S. citizens, or as Cubans say, North Americans, to go to the island for any reason. Judging by what Ricardo Alarcón says, the new policy is working.
Since June, practically, the Cuban visits have been reduced to almost zero. The visits from North Americans and so has been substantially reduced, but not completely eliminated.
But who knows, Alarcón told NPR this week. Maybe this policy will soon change.
Today, the House will continue consideration of the Transportation and Treasury Department's bill appropriations. It is within that bill that certain amendments have been introduced regarding this particular issue. One of those amendments would, in practical terms, would stop the implementation of those new measures.
Indeed it was. Alarcón was speaking on Tuesday, and by that evening, that amendment had in fact passed the House. That he would be tracking U.S. legislation so closely is a clear indication of how obsessed Cubans are with the United States. A former U.N. ambassador and foreign minister, Ricardo Alarcón, has long been mentioned as a possible successor to Castro. He says it's not surprising that he and other Cuban officials pay such close attention to developments in Washington.
While Cuba is not a big deal, it's not a big issue for Americans, it's a very small country. The U.S. is a very big issue for Cuba.
Last December, the U.S. government suspended migration talks the two governments had been holding every 6 months. U.S. officials say the Cubans refused to discuss such key issues as the issuance of more exit permits. Then came the announced U.S. plan to promote a government transition in Havana. Not a good time for U.S.-Cuba relations.
The lowest moment, no question about it. Contact, nothing.
Ricardo Alarcón and other Cuban leaders make no secret of their hopes that George W. Bush might go down to defeat in November. But the Cubans' problems are not just with the United States. European governments last year also cut back on their ties with Cuba in response to the arrest of 75 dissidents and independent journalists here, most of whom remain imprisoned. As the Cuban official who meets most often with foreign delegations, Alarcón hears often about the crackdown, and the complaints clearly annoy him.
We really would like to have a little bit of even-handedness and balance among critics abroad. Sometimes it appears as if only 75 persons were detained in the Western Hemisphere. You go to any part of this continent, you will find hundreds of people.
Cuban officials claim the 75 dissidents were being financially supported by the U.S. government as part of a conspiracy to undermine the Castro regime. The dissidents' activities in Cuba were supported, in part, by grants from the U.S. Agency for International Development, as well as by non-governmental groups. But U.S. officials deny the dissidents were working for the U.S. government mission here, as has sometimes been alleged. In any case, Alarcón and other Cuban leaders make no promises to release the imprisoned dissidents anytime soon, and the Bush administration shows no interest in moving any closer to Cuba. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Havana.